It's the In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, and today's topic is all about smarts. Brad discusses three ways device management can be a lot smarter, and if you're the forward-looking type, some of the newer Intune features are genuine life changers. We also discuss why a bundled package of software like the Enterprise Mobility Suite is even necessary. Thanks for checking out this episode of the In the Cloud podcast. Brad, today's topic is based on a post that you did a couple of weeks ago as part of your Success with Enterprise Mobility series. And the title of that one was Success with Mobile Task Workers. And I guess to start, let's just define what a task worker is, because in my experience, I was a task worker most Saturday mornings growing up and the house was dirty, so which is not at all a mobility scenario. So in the context of that post, what is this task worker that the stuff that your team is building is geared towards?
Yeah, I've never thought about calling my kids task workers on a Saturday morning, but maybe I'll put that into the taxonomy.
Oh, try it. They'll love it.
Yeah, so as we think about at Microsoft, the different kind of users that we have, we talk about information workers or knowledge workers. And These are the kind of workers who have, for example, a laptop or a PC, and they're running lots of different kinds of applications. And in many, many ways, it's kind of like the traditional office worker that you think about.
Okay.
When we talk about a task worker is an individual who is much more focused in what they're doing. It could be, for example, a teller would be a task worker. They're generally in one application, maybe two applications, but it's a very, very finite one. You think about someone who's doing reservations or the front clerk at a hotel, or when you check in at an airlines, they're in one or two applications and they're using not necessarily even a personalized device. They walk up, they go to whatever the counter is, the cash register, the point of sale, whatever the case may be is. That is what we call a task worker. And we actually think as we define the scenarios and build out the solutions, we make sure that we're building for both what task workers need and the kind of control that IT wants to put on a task worker scenario, as opposed to information workers and the kind of control or often less control on the devices that information or knowledge workers are using.
Okay, so these are the kind of roles like someone who's in the front of a restaurant doing seating or someone who's walking around a department store, that they have tasks that are sophisticated enough that a device is necessary, but they don't need something with all the bells and whistles in it.
Yeah, think about how many times you've walked into a restaurant or a bar or a pub lately and now they've got a tablet up front. And on that tablet is where they're actually keeping like the wait list or doing the reservations, where that used to all be on paper in the past. And that's a wonderful example of a task worker scenario on a device.
Okay. So Intune and the combination of Intune and Config Manager offers a lot of new features for device management in these task worker settings. And what kind of feedback were you getting from companies that led to these specific newer features getting built?
Yeah, for years, Config Manager has been a solution that's been used to manage task worker device. Literally, you can think about just about any organization in the world, they're using Config Manager, whether it's in airlines and all of the devices that are used both at the gates as well as in the check-in desk, hotels. Config Manager has been the solution of choice for locking down these devices. And actually, it's been a combination of Config Manager and Group Policy that's done that. Now, what we've seen as more and more diversity has come into the world and the device that these users are using, organizations have come to us and said, listen, we need the same kind of capabilities that exist in Config Manager to tightly lock down a Windows device. We also need that for iOS and Android devices. It's actually a simple request, but the actual architecture of the devices themselves are actually quite different than what Windows has been. Like, for example, on iOS, there's a finite set of what are called profiles that can be configured. And so we've had to integrate with that. But then there's also things like in order to be able to do this in an iOS world, you actually have to integrate with what's called the Apple Push Network, which is their service that aids and that you have to participate in as a management vendor. We now are having to track and have to build these scenarios out for Windows, iOS, and Android devices. Now, one of the things that we've seen recently has been organizations coming to us and saying, we need a solution for our distributed stores, salons, those kind of scenarios. We don't want to put infrastructure in all of those different locations. We'd like to do this from the cloud. Can Intune do this for us? And so, on this blog that I posted, I talked about a couple of different scenarios. One, I talked about Toyota of Europe. And Toyota of Europe has 3,000 PCs in the actual dealerships. And those dealerships are not owned by Toyota. Those are actually franchises. But there's a PC in all these different dealerships that is actually Toyota property. And it's on these PCs where a lot of the diagnostics that is done in the service department is done that then communicates back to the data centers from Toyota in Japan. And so, for example, Toyota came to us and said, we need a solution to be able to manage these devices that sit in the service departments in these dealers, the franchises around Europe. Is there a way you can do that without us having to deploy infrastructure? And they did it with Intune, and it's been a wonderful solution for them. And they're actually now managing, you know, well over 3,000 PCs to do that. Another example is Mitchells & Butler. Mitchells & Butler is a well-known pub in the UK. They've got 1,500 different locations. And the staff itself, they're actually using iPods and an app on the iPod now to take orders. So when they come to your table, they get your drink order, they get whatever food you want, that is all now input on an iPod, and obviously then, you know, stored back into the kitchen where they cook it. And so they needed a way to manage dozens of iPods in each of their 1,500 stores. And then up at the front desk, they're actually using an Android tablet in order to be able to, you know, do seating and the wait list. And so they wanted a way to be able to manage those and lock those down. And so they're actually using Intune to do that. And they're actually, you know, they've actually had the team that was doing Config Manager for all the PCs in headquarters. They've actually just added on the Intune capabilities, and it's remarkable. They said that the two individuals that have been managing all the PCs across their enterprise are now managing an additional 15,000 devices, these iPods and Android devices, through this combination of Intune and Config Manager, and it's the same two people. They didn't have to add staff. It's just this natural extension of what they've been doing on PCs now extended out to mobile devices, utilizing a hybrid scenario of Config Manager and the cloud and Intune.
In that post, you included that video about showing what Mitchells & Butler put together there. And when they shared that stat about how one day they had no devices that were really getting managed, and then they went to 15,000, basically, and the number of staff on the back end taking care of all that increased zero. Yep. It was two guys on day one, and then two guys when they were all up and running. I mean, that kind of scale is just, I mean, it's kind of cliche, but it's pretty jaw-dropping to see what is possible once this infrastructure is in place.
And, you know, that's just the kind of scenario that we're seeing play out time and time again. And these scenarios where an organization has got branch offices, remote locations by the hundreds, by the thousands, that's actually a very, very common scenario that we see playing out around the world. And so to be able to do that and take advantage of the global presence of Azure, the fact that we have Azure data centers around the world running Intune in all those data centers, you can quickly now manage your devices that are sitting in these branch offices around the world without having to deploy any infrastructure. It's far less expensive. It's far less for you to manage. And then the fact that we can actually have all that information then replicated, if you will, down into Config Manager, and you can have this single pane of glass in Config Manager to manage all your PCs, all your Windows mobile devices, your Android mobile devices, and your iOS mobile devices. That hybrid scenario delivering that single pane of glass is what the industry should demand, and Microsoft's unique in delivering that.
Now, even though there is so much automation and so much functionality built into this that is there and ready to plug into, there is still feedback that we hear from individuals who are working in IT departments who lean towards having a small handful of point solutions that they're going to connect themselves and tie together. And they're opposed for one reason or another to something like the Enterprise Mobility Suite, where they have this bundle. From your perspective, what is it that EMS offers an organization that maybe even just has a few hundred devices? I mean, why that bundle?
We're actually not seeing a whole lot of resistance on organizations looking at EMS. The biggest issue that I have seen, or the biggest challenge, is just education. You know, Helping the world understand just how much value is in this enterprise mobility, because it's far beyond just mobile device management and mobile application management. You take the Enterprise Mobility Suite and marry that with the value coming from Office and the integration that we've done across Azure Active Directory, Enterprise Mobility Suite, and Office, and it really does deliver a solution that really has no equal in the market. And whether you're 50 users or whether you're 100,000, delivering that incredible working environment for your end users with a level of control and the insights that we're now delivering through our identity management and through the different places where we're bringing all this telemetry and data together, you get data now and you get insights into how your users are using the services, where there are attacks coming into the organization that you've never had in the past, and that's just all a part of our enterprise mobility vision and strategy.
It's that end-to-end element there that is, you know, from when the data is created to when it's used, to when it's archived, to whenever you need it. It's all there. It's all protected.
And then also and being able to monitor who's accessing what, when, and where.
Every step of the way.
And finding those anomalies that you need to flag and then block.
So one last question I have before we wrap up this week is, in this post we've been talking about, you note some features available in Intune that offer a service that a lot of people didn't know was possible. There's actually kind of three of them that you give a look at coming up. So I just want to really quick give us a heads up on these, and let's start with service account enrollment.
The way that Intune works today is we actually have a limit that a particular user can have 5 devices. Our licensing on Intune is on a per user basis, and that user can then have any 5 devices and have all the management and all the capabilities that the Enterprise Mobility Suite delivers down to it. In these scenarios where, say, I've got 1,000 different branch offices, and actually the device itself doesn't really belong to any one individual, you want to have a generic way to be able to provision, or actually what we call enroll, the device into the service and be able to do that, you know, far more than 5 times. And so we've done some work to basically create the opportunity for you to create a generic account, if you will. That generic account has, today we have a limit in there that says 1,000 devices can be enrolled by that individual. And what that allows us to do is, you know, you could actually take these devices and have them shipped directly to the restaurant, to the branch office. And then you can instruct either the individual at the restaurant, or if you've got somebody from an IT perspective, they log in with this service account and the device is automatically registered. It's enrolled into the system. All the policies flow down and you're up and running, and it's not associated with any one particular user that's going to be actually using it. Kind of continuing that on, we've done a lot of integration work with the new capabilities coming from Apple. Every single time we see a new release of iOS, there's more capabilities built into it that is interesting to the enterprise and more ways to command and control that. And we just had the release of iOS 8 a couple of weeks ago. And in iOS 8, there were a number of things that I just want to point out real quickly that I think in these enterprise mobility scenarios, especially in these task worker scenarios, are really interesting. So the first thing is, inside of iOS 8, there's a set of capabilities that we take advantage. And one of the things is called the setup assistant. It's a particular model that allows us to basically simplify the enrollment of the device into the service. Okay, so one of the challenges that we've seen as we are working closely with organizations who are using our solution as well as using other solutions for mobile device management, honestly, the hardest challenge or the biggest challenge that enterprises have is just getting the devices enrolled.
Okay.
It's often too complex. The user's got to do some work. Basically, Windows does it one way versus iOS versus Android. And so that actually becomes one of the primary challenges, to simplify the enrollment, and then it makes it much easier to bring these devices under management. Well, iOS 8 introduced some capabilities that allow us to do things like basically have the device or the policies pre-configured so the device can be shipped automatically to the location. When the device comes up, we can do things like automatically have the addresses of all the devices that are going to be used in these kind of scenarios preloaded into Intune, if you will. And when they come up and the user authenticates that first time, it's automatically set up, it's locked down, and the device is ready to go in a very, very simple way.
Yeah, you turn it on out of the box, and it is ready to operate.
Yeah, and that's much different than what the previous version of iOS was, because the previous versions, it just took more work in order to actually enroll the device and get it going. They also have some capabilities inside of iOS 8 that's called supervised mode. And with that, in these task worker scenarios, it allows us to do things like, say, this device can only run this one application or these two applications. You're locking it down for use in that task worker scenario. It also allows us to do things like set a policy that certain features or capabilities are going to be turned off. So you can turn off like the rotation. So if the device itself, if you rotate it, it doesn't automatically follow you. You can turn off the volume. And so, you know, again, taking these devices that are going to be using these task worker scenarios, locking them down, much like what Group Policy did. And those of you who have been using Windows and Config Manager and Group Policy, these are the things that we've done for years in Windows that we're now beginning to see in iOS. It also gives you the ability to prevent the device from being unenrolled. And also, it allows us to do things like automatically pre-assign a name, so when the device comes up, the user doesn't have to think about what kind of a name to give it. That's all done. And it's all about simplifying the enrollment process itself to bring these devices under management.
It's really exciting stuff. I mean, this is a big leap forward for the people who are managing all this, and then also for the people who are going to be on the receiving end of this, who are going to be actually using these devices. It's huge.
Yeah, and I think where we're kind of at as an industry right now in terms of enterprise mobility management, I think we've actually got a pretty good idea now as an industry of what is needed, the capabilities, the requirements. And now I think we're focusing on how do we just dramatically simplify the process of bringing the devices under management. I still think it's too complex and there's more work for us to do.
Okay.
And second, delivering the absolute best environment for the user. Because I would argue that in these enterprise mobility solutions that have been used in the past, they deliver a substandard or, you know, inferior working environment for the user because they just don't deliver a good, rich email experience and they don't have all of the Office applications. And so this combination that we're bringing from a Microsoft perspective with the Enterprise Mobility Suite and Office 365 just delivers that great working environment, all the richness and the familiarity of Office, with the familiarity for IT of Config Manager, with Config Manager actually managing these hybrid scenarios across the cloud and on-premises. And I really do believe that what we have coming into the market is far and away the best solution for enterprises to enable enterprise mobility.
It's really cool stuff. Thanks for taking the time today, Brad. To keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization, just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.